It's MKFM this afternoon. Delighted to be joined by community fundraiser for the British Legion in Buckinghamshire, Poonam Varja. Poonam, how are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to speak to you. Of course, the poppy appeal is, well, I'm seeing poppies everywhere. It's great to see people wearing them this time of year ahead of Remembrance. Tell us about the appeal for this year.
It's going fantastically well. We're just so happy to see all of our poppy appeal organisers and their collectors out in the community again. We've had a really burst in energy this year and it's going fantastically well, especially around Buckinghamshire, because that's my county that I look after. So, yeah, everyone seems to be on high spirits.
Tell us briefly what the poppy appeal is all about. I'm sure many people are very familiar with it, but for anyone who isn't, just tell us, give us a bit of an overview.
So the Royal British Legion, we are the largest armed forces community charity there is at the moment, and we provide a lifeline for serving personnel and veterans and their family. So wearing a poppy shows that you care, really. So it just means that the armed forces community that have helped us, that have sacrificed so much for us, that we're just remembering them, past and present.
Absolutely. A very worthy cause. But also, it must be quite an operation this time of year because you're everywhere.
It's our busiest time of the year. Poppy Appeal runs for 2 weeks towards the end of October till Remembrance, and we are flat out. We have so much going around the country. We have City Poppy Days. So just recently this week, I was in Birmingham. So I was helping at Birmingham City Poppy Day, which goes into a lot of planning. And it was absolutely amazing to be a part of.
Wow. I mean, that sounds great. I know you're looking for volunteers. Tell us about that.
We are always looking for volunteers. So we do have a volunteer page on our website. So if you go to royalbritishlegion.org.uk, you'll be able to add your details on there, and they normally get passed on to your local community fundraiser and they'll be in touch with you, and yeah, we can get you signed up, whether you want to become a poppy appeal organizer in your area or whether you just want to collect. So there's numerous ways to do it, but we are always looking for volunteers to be involved within the RBL. At the moment, we do have specific gaps in Buckinghamshire, so Ivinghoe, Lavendon, Beaconsfield, Prince's Risborough. If there is anyone out there that would like to help, I mean, please go to our website and add your details and someone will be in touch with you.
So you could be helping out with next year's poppy appeal, which would be great. But you also do events throughout the year and things that you need volunteers for as well. Is that right?
That's correct. We do all year round fundraising. So our poppy appeal organisers don't just get involved in the poppy appeal. They also do all year round fundraising for us. So in the summer this year, we had Falklands 40. We had the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So our volunteers were out there, you know, in summer fetes or wherever they needed to be to raise more funds for our armed forces community. So again, if you do want to be involved, again, like I mentioned, you can just always go to our website and add in your details and someone will be in touch.
What's the response like from the community to the poppy appeal? Like when you speak to people buying a poppy, for example?
Everyone has their story, in all honesty. You know, they may have had people in their own family that have served or are still continuing to serve. And it's just so humble and heartwarming to hear those stories. And you realise like how much sacrifice those people have made for their country. And wearing that poppy really shows that you care, you know, for our veterans and their families, that is their service, really. So what they've done for us, and we can just wear that poppy because it is our symbolisation to show that we do care.
Absolutely. It's a very powerful symbol, but there's a lot of meaning behind it as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is, definitely. There's a lot of meaning behind it. And, you know, like I said, when I've been out in the community as well, I'm all around Buckinghamshire at the moment and I'm speaking to the public and it's just very heartwarming. And you have children come in and ask, you know, what the poppy appeal is all about, and you explain it to them. We
wonderful.
Have a lot of learning material as well. So schools are always educating the children there. So that is available as well. So we have our volunteers sometimes go into the school assemblies to do a bit of a talk about why you should wear a poppy and what it symbolises.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Of course, Remembrance Sunday is this Sunday. What will you be doing on Sunday?
So I will be in Bletchley, actually. So we have a parade going on there. So I have been invited by the local Poppy Appeal organiser there to be there to show my respect to the armed forces community and to be part of that parade. Due to COVID, unfortunately, we've not had many parades, mm-hmm. and this year just seems to be back to normal. So around in your local areas, you'll hear about it. Again, if you go onto our website, you should be able to see those details, Facebook pages as well. There's, you know, details of where you can join a parade as well. So if you want to get involved, there's plenty of ways you can do it.
Absolutely. Armistice Day tomorrow and Remembrance Sunday on Sunday, of course. And if you've not got a poppy, well, you've got a few more days to get one. Poonam Vaja is a community fundraiser for the British Legion in Buckinghamshire. Poonam, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Michael.